All right, so for our study today, we are taking a look at these different miracles in John's gospel, and from them, we are coming with kind of a statement about how God, okay, and today's study is titled, God is with you, I should say, God is with you when you're stuck. So the sheets may say ordinary, but that title should have been changed. It's God is with you in when you are stuck is the title of today's study. And if you have your Bibles handy, that would be also really helpful for this study. We're going to be looking at the area right around John chapter 4 and also John chapter 5, that transition from 4 to chapter 5. And just a note, I know there were a couple people emailed me about questions about the ordering of these miracles. What is that all about? Just a note about that. John's gospel is different. We know that. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are called the synoptic gospels. Does anyone know what synoptic means? If you break down that word, a doctor might know that. Todd, you don't know? All right.
Looks alike.
Okay. Yeah. So what's optic? Eye. And what's sin? Sin is with. That's a preposition meaning with. So with one eye. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are kind of looking at things from the same perspective. John's gospel, and by the way, those gospels, when they talk about Jesus' ministry, the time frame is 3 years. That's probably what you heard when you grew up. You're like, yeah, Jesus was in ministry for three years, public ministry. John's gospel doesn't do that at all. John's gospel actually takes place just over 22 days. That's it. It's pretty wild. So he's kind of gives a different perspective. And the way he orders his writing is through seven signs. And that's the word that you're going to see in your translation. So the first sign was last week, the wedding at Cana. And then today, when we read it, I'll point out the word to you so you can see it. This word called sign. That's the word that he used. All right. So if you say the first miracle, and you might be wondering, well, Matthew doesn't see it. Well, they're doing two different things. That's why there's a difference between the two of them. All right. Let's just talk about being stuck. I read an article this week that really highlighted how people are really feeling stuck these days. Here were some examples. The New York Times did a survey of 700 people from all sorts of professions, teachers, pastors, clergy, businessmen, and they came to the conclusion, basically, some of the quotes from the study were really funny, but pretty much everyone saw the same thing. They called their life, they described the way they're living as burnout right now. Burnout was the number one way that they described their life. People that are working these days, burnout. And then the second thing that they described was something called Pajamaville. What is Pajamaville? Any of you living in Pajamaville? Stay in your house all day and leave your pajamas on. That's Pajamaville. Stuck. MetLife had a study. MetLife, these were the statistics this year. They asked respondents, burned out. Let's see here. Burned out, the percentage of people burned out, 34% right now. People describe themselves as burned out. 1 year ago, that number was 24%. It's jumped 10% in 1 year. Depression, 25% right now of people describe themselves as depressed. What was that 1 year ago? 15%, a 10-point increase over the last year. So there's so many reasons for this. Life's put on hold, loss of house, loss of job, loss of loved ones without the ability to grieve. So that's kind of the world that we're living in. Let's see here. I got it, Todd. You're talking to me. I will repeat when I hear from people here. Absolutely. All right, let's go ahead and read our introduction, and I'm going to do a share screen so that everyone can see what I'm reading. All right. This, again, the title of this should read, God is with you in when you're stuck. That's, I don't, for whatever reason, it reverted back to a, all right, writer's block, the glass ceiling, a fork in the road, a tire in the mud. Everyone knows what it feels like to be stuck. Stuck in a rut, stuck at home, stuck in a hospital bed, stuck in a dead-end job. It's a helpless and hopeless feeling. Perhaps you can relate. Maybe you're at the end of your rope. You're out of options, resources, and patience. You're trying to get out of a tough situation, but everything you've tried hasn't worked. Or perhaps you're stuck because you just don't know what action to take. Maybe, and this one is hard to admit, you don't want to take action because you've gotten comfortable in your stuckness. You like your pajamas, in other words. It has become comfortable for you, predictable. Predictable can be stuck. And what would happen if you got unstuck? The prospect is more unnerving than exciting. Today, we will look at two different miracles that John relates in his gospel. In each story, the recipient was stuck. One had done everything he could to get help for his dying son. The other had been unable to walk for 38 years. Both of their circumstances seemed unlikely to change. Yet this did not deter Jesus. As is the case with all of his miracles, he was not satisfied to simply heal the physical needs presented to him. Jesus went straight to the heart. Where do you find yourself today? Are you stuck because you're at the end of your rope? Or stuck because you're afraid of what healing would look like? Either way, Jesus accepts you. He wants you to come to you. He wants you to come to him with your problems. He wants to help you get you unstuck no matter the reason you were stuck in the first place. But know that he won't leave it there. Our God is in the business of changing and softening hearts to become more like his. So opening discussion, what I'm going to do here is if there are any comments, again, those that are online, you can comment in 2 days. Raise your hand. I'm trying to keep attention on that. If someone in the audience here has something to share, I'm going to repeat it so those that are online can hear as well. Rick really did a great job with that last week. It was really appreciated.